Blog Talk
it's music out of the hour. Trying to get this show cracking, cracking, cracking.
Yeah, got sexy ladies and they wanna take some pics. Shit, like Jackson, I'm on some Jordan shit. Edgar Allan Poe, I'ma pull up a field. Call me Marcus Allen Poe, I'ma pull up a field. I'm staring down my problems as I turn up the field. Remember not them nights when I couldn't move my hip. Now that ex-dope man's dick all in that clip. I got that ex-dope man's dick all in your ear. Don't ever worry about it being something that you can feel. Moonwalking through the land, shooting feet of the real. Moonwalking through the land, it's a feet of the real. Yeah. What you know about the weatherman? Hey, I'ma tell you, God, he's the weatherman. Cause when I shook and died in another land, he brought me right back with a better plan.
Behind, so let's all in the fall time.
on the bread and meat. Lay it off on your jaw and make you feel like you're being wrong. Overseas, bring your automobile. USA, $1 million a deal. For people later, overseas, your jaw. Working people, you're being wrong. Everybody wants it. Don't care who owns it. Everybody while you sleep. Sorry man, you should be ashamed. Out there robbing like you're going insane. Everybody knows it's not a prank. Got women robbing stores and banks. Working people, we all better fight. They out there robbing day and night. Young people getting caught on the hook. I'm just catching women for the book. Working people, working hard. How'd you check with your credit card? Everybody wants it. Don't care who owns it. Everybody needs it. If you let money make you, Django run away from home. She feels seen out there all alone. Her attitude, she didn't give a hoot. Now she out there a prostitute. John Doe with his pants hand, 14 running round game band. On the corner with his pants hand, the next thing you know, he up the singing. Yes, against the shelf, before I knock you out. From the drug deal, or either get killed. Off the sales gun, killing our young. Will it ever end? This how it all begins. Dirty politics, lead a poor in a ditch. You want a change in hope? Election time, make a change in vote. Everybody wants it. Don't care who owns it. Everybody needs it. Young people, yes, you need to know. Jane Doe's dead because the love of money. John Doe's dead because the love of money. They both dead and gone. They both lying alone in that quiet bedroom. They call a funeral. They both dead and gone. They both dead and gone. They both dead and gone. We need to make a change. Because the love of money. We need to make a change. Because the love of money. We need to make a change. We need to make a change. We need to make a change. Yeah. We need to make a change. Because the love of money. Oh yeah, make a change.
Would you let money make you?
Even in the big house.
Would you let money make you?
Even do it back to the house.
Would you let money make you?
Even in the big house.
Would you let money make you?
Even do it back to the house.
Would you let money make you?
Put a price on your boat.
Would you let money make you?
Take away your hope.
Would you let money make you?
It's all about money.
Would you let money make you?
Give me the money.
Would you let money make you?
It's all about money.
Would you let money make you?
Give me the money.
If you let money make you.
Oh yeah.
If you let money make you.
Oh yeah.
If you let money make you.
Oh yeah.
If you let money make you.
Hey, 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 you guys. We are back. We are back for season 2 of Musicology Hour. I am so excited and happy to be here with you guys. And we do have some special guests that will be joining us a little bit later, and we're going to talk to you and tell you all about them. A lot has happened, you guys, since the last time that we got together. We were airing during, you know, like right after COVID, and a lot of things have happened since then. And so we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of catching up to do. But before we get into all of that, I would like to introduce my co-host, Anton Park Sr. is joining us tonight for Musicology Hour.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Anton Park Sr. from Black Men Rising, another two-factor media show. And I'm very happy to be here tonight on Musicology Hour. We have some very, very interesting and powerful guests tonight. We don't only like to bring you up and coming new music. We love to bring you information on political, social, and economic growth. So I hope everybody enjoys the show tonight.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you've been having going on. I know you've been working on some things with Black Men Rising and also with Fret Inc. What are some of the things that you guys have going on right now?
Okay, so coming in 2024, I was speaking about some of the political and economic growth. So we know the elections are coming up. Some of the things we're working on locally in Ohio is issue one, that gives people the right to choose. So we love to tell people what to do with their body, with their thought processes, with their property. But issue one is saying that we are tired of politicians telling us what to do with our bodies, specifically maternal health. And so we're trying to tell people to vote yes on issue one. But on other news in Ohio, nationally, we have been given the opportunity to throw some concerts. So all of us love different types of music. We've been given the opportunity with nonpartisan politicians to give some nonprofit concerts to benefit people with not-so-good backgrounds who have felonies and misdemeanors that they want removed, who've not, you know, committed any crimes, but they are being held back by, you know, bad decisions or something on their record that they may didn't even do. They might have just pled to. Also, people who are just, you know, naturally don't have the money to go to school, maybe need to know how to get in certain positions to start business. And starting business is not for everybody, let's be honest. So some people might want to just know how to get into a trade. So we have just so many people coming together to be a part of these concerts in 2024. We have several artists, and I won't name them right now, but we have contracts with several A-list celebrities to come do these concerts and make some money and get back to the community. So I'm very proud to be a part of Two Factor Media, DigiWax, Black Men Rising, Bird Vision Media. One of our partners is one of the guests today. Very powerful, a Black woman from our Lucas Metropolitan Housing. And they're here today to speak about some of the opportunities that are being offered to people in 2023 that may not have been offered 15, 20 years ago. And a lot of us don't have updated information. So a lot of people don't know about buying homes, about how to, you know, navigate the opportunity of low-income housing in Section 8. So we have a lot of powerful partners coming together to give the community not only some great music, but also to give them some opportunities and information to make it out of a poverty mindset and to, you know, make it to a living wage and maybe leave stuff behind for the baby.
Absolutely. You know, and this is what I love about being able to air on a platform, you know, where people can get this information where they normally may not have access to it or don't know, you know, the people to contact for these type of things. And a lot of times we don't know, you know, we don't do things or we don't have things because we don't know, you know, the direction to go in and who to talk to. So I'm very happy and excited about being able to speak with her tonight as well. But back to what you were saying about the concerts and about Two Factor Media, and the Two Factor Media Masters, everybody coming together for this great opportunity for the community to have a voice and the community, you know, to be able to kind of intertwine with the industry. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and I want to commend you for your hard work because you've been working hard on the ground, boots down on the ground on this concert. So I just wanted to
And I want to say it's more than one concert. We're going to have as many as possible, and it's definitely a joint effort, and I'm proud to be a part of it. But I do want to add I'm from the street. A lot of us who are involved, you know, we are from the communities, from the neighborhoods. And to be able to bring these artists to these communities to not only perform music, but to host the community resource days and tell people how they made it, talk to them about business and banking and buying homes, giving them the truth about certain things where, you know, we might have a false sense of who this person is or how they got to where they're at or how they actually do business. Some people we idolize to be able to come and just lay some game down for us, I think that will be very powerful. So I did want to add that before we move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we do want to move forward because we're not going to be here that long tonight, but we do want to speak with our guests, and I would like to just kind of step back and let you, Anton, introduce our guest that's coming up next. And you guys, I want you all to listen to this information and take this information down. You know, if you're in Ohio, this can be a great help to you or start to looking for, you know, if you're looking for housing or don't know where to start or, you know, if you need help in this area, this is the time for you to listen and take notes. So, Anton, I'm going to give you the floor and step back.
Yes, so I would love to introduce our guest, Drenda Knighton. She is from our LMH, one of our Lucas County housing authorities, and she has information not only about the local housing authorities, but she definitely has some good information on nationally, and if not the information, who you can contact in your local area. So I'm very, very proud to introduce Drenda Knighton. Drenda, how you doing, Queenie?
I am doing well.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me today.
Hello. Okay. Yep. I can hear you. I definitely can hear you. I am so happy to have you. I wanted to start by you introducing yourself and just telling the people a little bit about your title and what you do.
Okay. My name is Drenda Knighton, and I work for the Lucas Metropolitan Housing of 27 years, serving as an advocate for the residents, serving as a service coordinator, family self-sufficiency specialist, and now currently the Financial Opportunity Center program coordinator.
Yes, ma'am. And I would like to introduce Ms. Drenda to Shalanda Wright. She is the owner of Bird Vision and the host of Musicology. She is one of the owners at Two Factor Media. Shalanda, this is Drenda Knighton, and she told you what her titles are. I just wanted you guys to have a conversation and share some information with the nation on, you know, what LMH is, and then not only LMH, but low-income housing and Section 8.
Well, that is, you know, with the Lucas Metropolitan Housing, you did say that we do have a public housing, and we also have a Section 8, which is housing towards voucher portion. So it's actually two entities under one umbrella, if you will. Low-income public housing, we're offering, and we have for a long time, the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, which is a program that is designed to help individuals become just that self-sufficient. Our hope and mission and goal is to provide them with the tools over a 5 to 7 year time span where they are developing careers, developing higher education, maintaining or sustaining employment well over what they need in order to become self-sufficient out in the fair market world. And there are many, many initiatives that we offer during these programs, during this tenure that they're in the program, that helps them with just that, becoming self-sufficient. However, you know, it's very important that people need to understand that when we are helping a family, it is called family self-sufficiency. So we are helping the family. You know, it's hard for a head of household to get up and move around like she or he should when there's issues that haven't been addressed with their children. So we get to the core of the issues. And all that's done not overnight, but through a relationship building. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, in addition to Home Ownership and Financial Opportunity Center, which is the first in this region. I think there's one housing authority in San Diego, California, and then the Lucas Metropolitan Housing Authority is the second, where you take a integrated service delivery model, income support, which is making sure they're receiving all of the services that they need from Jobs and Family Services, in addition to leveraging programs that we have in-house, which is the family self-sufficiency section 3, making sure those individuals that have skill set are linked with jobs and contractors that's coming through and working in our communities through HUD funding. And then we're also leveraging, of course, the Financial Opportunity Center.
Okay, so, yep, I want to touch each portion of that and break it down for the listeners. So the first portion is that for 5 to 7 years, low-income housing gives you an opportunity to no rent, low cost rent, something based off of your income to help you move forward financially or with your education or whatever you need to do to build yourself up to self-sufficiency. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's 5 to 7 years. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask, if a person doesn't reach that milestone in 5 to 7 years, what is the next step?
Well, after the 7 years, because it's a 5-year program, but you have the option to have a 2-year extension.
Okay.
Within that 7 years, if there has not been any change, then maybe that's something that they, you know, we're not psychologists or psychiatrists to help with, like, you know, some of the serious core issues. But 9 times out of 10, you know, we have individuals that's been in the program up to 7 years, and they've made some kind of improvement. It may not be what we feel like, but it's a voluntary program, and it's based on their individualized goals. So maybe they're disabled and they can't work. You know, maybe they're disabled, they can't work, and so you know, then let's maybe build some credit so that if you choose to go out and buy a car, or your income or your insurance for your vehicle can be less because you built your credit up. So we meet them where they are. You know, our goal is to get them into home ownership, move them out into the fair market rent. But, you know, the foundation of that is to for them to become self-sufficient based on where they are individually. You know, you've got individuals that, you know, like I said, they could be disabled, so there's only so much work they can do. That's fine. You know, we meet them where they are. We've got individuals that want to go on, and, you know, they have dreams and aspirations to move out of public housing. Well, let's sit down and have a one-on-one to find out what you want to do. What does life look like for you in the next 2 years, 5 years, and 7 years? And we help them achieve those goals.
And that's something that I definitely want to push people going to talk to their management. I know a lot of people who contact me through the nonprofit work I do. They'll be agitated or aggravated and mad, and I'll say, calm down, have a conversation. And 10 times out of 10, having a conversation with your management or somebody that is an administrator usually solves the problem better than arguing or getting mad. Forfeiting your rent or tearing up the property, none of those things usually work. So the next thing I wanted to touch on, because I am a great advocate of housing at the moment, knowing the information that I know, can you speak on some of the programs and some of the opportunities that you guys offer from the just the space of the community rooms and the different, like I just rode past at the McClinton Nuns. I saw a nice setup out there. The kids was running over there to a semi truck that looked like a some big old playland or something in the Nuns.
It's a gaming truck. It's a gaming truck.
Okay.
That we have.
Oh, see, and
we partner.
And okay, go ahead.
With that's through our service coordinator that works in that area, and his job is to bring resources on site. So, and in addition to bringing the resources on site, you know, we've got to have things because people have children. So we try to find and figure out and contract with service providers that can bring some things to entertain the children while mom is getting the information that she needs. And so I think what that was our she's got a mobile gaming device. And this is a, I think, 26-footer where the kids can go in, and it's about maybe at least 10 or 12 TVs set up. And the kids are in there, and they're playing games. And she has it where they can even stand outside the mobile unit where a door comes down, and they're actually able to stand outside and play games. So that's just our way of getting the kids or keeping the kids entertained while we educate or while the parent has a moment to step to the side to gather resources that she may need, he or she may need to move forward. But I want to say something about the Family Self-Sufficiency Program. We incentivize, and the incentive is this, get this, if they come into the program with minimal rent, paying minimal rent, $50, they come into the program, which, again, strictly voluntary, and we sit down and we have a one-on-one. What is it that you want to do? Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself? So they said, well, I want to go back to school. I want to go to school for SCNA, CNA, phlebotomy, nursing, whatever it is, CDLs, whatever it is that's their goal. So they go and they get these certifications. So then they start working. First thing people used to always say, Ms. Brenda, why I want to work? My rent going to go up. They just go, well, yes, your rent is going to go up, but it's an incentive. So they come into the program at a minimum rent paying $50, and if their rent goes up due to earned income, which is from having their job, say it goes up from $50 to now they got to pay $250. Well, $200 of that goes into an escrow account for you. Yes, you have to pay the $250, but we bag it out and put it into an escrow account for you. And every month, this is what happens. So we had a young lady that just graduated from the program. She was in the program for 4.5 years. She graduated with $20,000.
That's wow.
Did she buy a home? Absolutely not. She didn't buy a home, but she was blessed enough to get her housing choice voucher, so that meant she was able to move out of the development, move into a home of her choice, and $20,000 helped her start up a business as a beauty shop for she and her sister. Unfortunately, her sister passed away recently, but $20,000. We had another young lady that came to the program, same thing, minimal rent. She's going in and back and forth, in and out of jobs, in and out of jobs. I said, what's going on? Says, what is it that you really want to do? Well, it turned out I want to be a phlebotomist. Okay, well, let's get it. Let's look for some resources that can help you out. Let's get you involved. You know, stay connected. And, you know, while they're connected, while they're going to school, if you need a gas card or we can help you with that. You know, we try to help them with income support, if you will, while they're on their journey. And so when she started working, of course, she went from paying $50 to $450. So now every month, yes, you got to pay the $450, but we bag out that $400 every month and put it into an escrow account for you. This young lady graduated with $20,000, $15,000. One young lady took her $15,000 and paid cash for her home in an up and coming community. Now that home, 3 years ago, she paid $20,000 for it. Now it's worth $120,000. So she's doing well.
And that's the thing I wanted to speak to. Like, so you've been there 20 what years? 27?
27 years. Yeah.
And see, so this is what I want the nation to know. Toledo is 68 in crime out of 14,945 incorporated cities in the United States. And I need you guys to understand, She's very modest. Of course, this is where she lives and this is the work she does. But to be able to do that in a city that is number 68 in violence and crime and to, you know, yield them type of results, these people have been there so long. They are the reason we have the updated policies, the updated dollars, the updated rights to be able to move. I remember as a felon, you couldn't even move in low-income houses. But these are the people who actually make the movements and have the conversations in the back room, fight for the policy changes that actually now make it available for us to buy homes off of the money that you're paying into your low-income rent. That is powerful. That builds wealth. That builds equity. Generational yes. wealth also gives you opportunity to education. So I really wanted to give you your flowers, Queen. We wasn't going to keep you on here too long. But I did want to give people information for them to be able to reach out to their housing authority, to,
right.
you know, the whatever department that has Section 8 in their area, get the information, stop going by the rhetoric that you're listening to people telling you in the community, Section 8 is evil, low income is evil, you know, get over, don't report your income, don't tell them your baby daddy there. Do the research, because really if everybody who is in a home is on a lease and everybody is working towards elevation, it's actually a come up for you to tell the truth. So I really thank you for coming. Shalonda, I know you probably have a couple questions before we let her go, but I did want to give you your flowers while you're here and say thank you, because I know the community we live in and the work you do and how important it really is.
Thank you, Anthony.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you for coming on as well. I wanted to ask you a question. I don't know if I heard correctly or not. I know you were speaking on the program as far as, you know, coming into the program and working your way through. But did you say that you offer, like, services to the families as well? Is like in counseling or something?
We don't offer counseling, but we can make sure we do a referral, because we are a liaison to outside resources. So, yeah, there's a need, or you feel there's some counseling that's needed in the family, absolutely. Of course, that's, of course, voluntary, but we will help them find resources and link them to resources to help with counseling. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, one thing I'd like to say, too, as well, I ask people to contact your local housing authority, ask about the family self-sufficiency program, ask about the home ownership program, ask, you know, they don't have financial opportunity center, because like I said, you know, unless they're out in California, in San Diego, we are the second housing authority and the first in the region actually to offer the financial opportunity center, which is pretty much like the FSS. The only thing, where they don't get the incentives in terms of, you know, paying your rent. You have to pay your rent. But at the same time, you know, we're offering credit building, and we're leveraging Isuzu rent reporting. We're leveraging Section 3. We're leveraging FSF, all of the in-house programs that we have to offer. We're coming together, and we're saying, you know, in addition to income support, you know, you get employment counseling as well as credit building.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And
okay,
so, you know, we can't save.
I just want to say,
the one we saved.
I'm sorry. What was that?
No, I said we can't save everybody. Those individuals that want to be helped,
that's right.
What we're there for. That's what we're there for.
That's
Because I love to keep it real, and I will say, I've referred some people, and they'll try to get all of their woes and problems that they've had with Section 8, low income, their baby daddies, the court. And when you do talk to the workers, please be mindful that they're professionals. They have bills, too. They have problems, too, but they're there to help you. So be mindful. Talk to them with respect. Give them your issue. Let them try to solve it. And sometimes they can't, and that's okay, too. Like she said, they'll voluntarily refer you to the steps that will help you get the solution that you need. But be mindful, but definitely reach out for the information.
Absolutely.
It's out there. You know, and I tell our residents all the time, stop. When we put something in your door, trust and believe it's for you. It's for you. It's for you. So stop looking at it as junk mail and just throwing away, not reading it, because you're missing it. You're missing the mark every time you do that. Come to the community room. Find out if it's something that you can use. If it's not, then maybe you have a neighbor or someone else that you know could maybe possibly use that information. You know, but stop viewing the flyers that you get in the doors as junk mail, because it's not. You're missing the mark. You're missing it.
Absolutely.
Tweet, don't you sound like
Monique? Yeah, a little bit.
I just noticed that.
She does. Okay, but I would like for you to please tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, or get a hold to you if they want to know how to get started in this program.
They can reach me via email at drendanighton@gmail.com. That's Drenda. Looks like Brenda, except it's with a D. So it's Drenda Knighton, KNIGHTEN @gmail.com.
All right. Anton, is there anything else you want to say before we get ready to let her go? I know she has a lot to do.
No, that's it. Thank you so much for coming in and visiting us on a Sunday evening. I know it's 8-something. I know your husband would like to regain your time, and I really do appreciate you. I'm definitely appreciate
you for all
you do.
It has been a pleasure. I'm honored.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one more quick question. Because you are a partner, we have a list of artists that we're able to bring to Toledo to do our initiative. Who would be the one artist that you would love to see us bring to the Glass City Center or Huntington Center?
See, I'm old school. These young folks, we're trying to reach the young ones, right?
No. It don't matter. We got to have gospel. We got to have old school.
We got to have it all.
So your favorite, So if you had a concert with your favorite singer, rapper, jazz player, who would you request we bring to the Glass City Center or Huntington?
Tony James. That's for jazz for me.
Yeah. We're going to put that on the list. We just might make that happen for you.
All righty. Let me know, okay?
Thank you for joining us, Queen.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. Now we have a new song by King Klein called Right Now No Tag. And we're going to get into that right now. And then we're going to come back and we're going to have another guest that's going to be joining us. One of the Kind Visions is in the building. You guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
From me. You got everything I need, so provide it to me. The way that body moving got me thinking out loud, like what's the worst that could happen, right? And I don't know what your plans tonight, but come and ride with a G and I can change your life. Cause baby, don't try to play me, you know just how I do when I get down. So what's the worst that could happen right now? Baby, I'm the man and you know that. That body picture perfect, you know Kodak. I ain't gonna hold back, baby, I need all that. Gonna make it clap, with applause at. And everybody know that it's a us thing. You're more than different and this is more than a crush game. If you ain't in a rush, then what you leaving for? Cause your man in the issue. It's time to dismiss him. I've been chasing you for some time now. I know your type is gonna take more than putting lines down. Somebody blow the whistle. The shorty right here is official. She got me about to blow like a missile. Going crazy like a mental. I told her she could drive it like a rental. Let's not keep up a rental. Cause I've been going hard all night. Let me take you to this place that's off site. Cause all these dudes out here know that you got it, but they ain't drawing deposits, so I'ma hold you down. What's poppin'? Baby girl, I'm too different. I move different. You trippin'. If you thinkin' somebody compared, then baby, who is it? Never mind that. I'm just trying to find that and get behind that. You ain't gotta worry about how. Just show me all your deepest desires and tell me what's the worst that can happen right now. You ain't gotta hide it from me. You got everything I need, so provide it to me. The way that body moving got me thinking out loud, like what's the worst that can happen, right? And I don't know what your plans tonight, but come and ride with a G and I I get down. So what's the worst that can happen right now? You gon' need more than a little, and I'ma need more than a lot. We ain't here to play games, baby, I'm in the lane, like it or not. She gon' need more than a little, and I'ma need more than a lot. Baby, this ain't a game, tell your man he in lane, like it or not. So come here, let me show you what you've been missing. The way you fit in this dress, girl, you're different. I'm ready to risk it all on you. Cash out and give it all to you. I can't stop, won't stop, I want all of it. Slow it down, I ain't playing. You plus me, I'm just saying, baby, that's just a math. I always been ahead of my class. Baby, I make it rain, them lanes just make it splash. So fly with me, everything you need in a man, you'll find in me. I ain't got time to pretend, that's not in me. I'm a big stack, where my name pull weight, that's big fact. It's Pharaoh, but you can call me my government. Let me put this Mac up on you, I know you loving it. Blow the lights, man, you can have a couple sips or a couple puffs, yeah, you know I'm a trip. The vibe is right, I can't slow down, baby, time is life. And I've been waiting for too long, and I ain't trying to sound impatient, but baby, we too grown. So I don't know what's your plans tonight, cause my plans is to plan the flight. I'm only here for the night, shorty, so I'm the best up in the town. So go ahead and show me what's the worst that can happen right now. You ain't gotta hide it from me, you got everything I need, so provide it to me. The way that body moving got me thinking out loud, like what's the worst that can happen right. And I don't know what you plan tonight, but come and ride with a G and I can change your life. Cause baby, don't try to play me, you know just how I do when I get down. So what's the worst that can happen right now?
Everything is ours, man.
All right, all right, all right, you guys. We are back. And that was King Prime, Right Now, No Tag. And I was feeling that. Anton, how you feel about that track?
Yeah, I like that. That was a little party banger, little summertime beach banger.
Yeah, I like it. Pretty neat. Pretty cool. Okay, y'all. I am here with my very shy but very talented auntie. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her business and what she does. And when I tell y'all, she's sitting over here in the corner like a little kid. Like a little kid that's, you know, somebody asks, do you want something? And they don't know you. That's how she's looking. But we're going to get through this. It's not as hard as she thinks it is. So the first thing I want you to do is to tell everybody your name and the name of your business. She's silly too, y'all.
Okay. My name is Get Unique Macklemore. And my business is one of a kind. I mean, one of a kind vision.
Absolutely. Okay, now, one of a kind vision is a good name. It's a unique name. So tell me, what made you decide to come up with the name One of a Kind Vision?
Okay, well, due to the visions that I visualize from day to day, as far as my creations and designs and styles, so I just came up with, you know, because I'm always visualizing how I'm going to do this or how I'm going to do that or how I'm going to create this and how I'm going to create that. So I came up with One of a Kind Creation at first, and that name I think was already taken. So I said, you know what, even better, it's gonna be One of a Kind Vision, because that vision is only one time.
Yeah.
So that creation is only gonna take place one time. I from time to time do a design. Maybe a different style of that design, but never do I do the same design.
And you know, that's a good quality to have, because you run into these people that are designers, whether it be graphic or it be clothing or whatever, that will design the exact same thing for another client. You know what I'm saying?
like I run into people that say, well, you know, I can design you something similar but not the same because this is, you know, their design.
Right.
So I like the fact that you don't do it twice.
No.
So that is amazing. So I want to give everybody, because nobody knows exactly what you designed yet because we've been talking. But if you guys have been following me on Facebook, you'll notice that today I had posted a mannequin, and she designed this mannequin for me. And you can use it as an accessory in your home, office, business, event, whatever you're doing. It is a wonderful design, and it's so creative, y'all. I'm telling you, if you haven't, go over to my page, Shalanda Wright, on Facebook and check that mannequin out, because she does have those for sale. She'll create it for whatever you want. You know, like if you're into football, you can get your team colors, whatever you want to add to your particular mannequin. She can do it for you, but I'm not going to ramble on about it. I'm going to let her tell you exactly what she creates and how you can find some of her creations on social media.
Okay. I create what they call 3D Christmas trees, which I create with tomato cages. I use tomato cages as my base, and I put my decor to the tomato cage with my mesh and whatever material I choose to design it with. I also do the mannequin head, just the head without the lower part of the body, just the head. So I design that with flower arrangements or whatever design or style you choose for that particular mannequin. I do any type of wreaths for funeral arrangements, class reunions, for pretty much any occasion necessary. I do any type of funeral arrangement, wreaths or flower arrangements, what else, candle arrangements, pretty much a little bit of everything I do. Even the homes, I decor rooms, living areas, bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchens, your choice, whatever. I do. I'm just a trick of all trades. So I pretty much am a, you know, interior designer as far as the homes and wreaths and stuff like that, because I specialize in craft. That's what I do. I'm a crafter. So.
Okay, so tell us, how did you know, like, when did you know you were a crafter? Like, what was do you remember the first thing you created?
Actually, I do. My mother, she would get wreaths designed by, you know, people that she knew. So, you know, over time, it came to a point to where they either couldn't do it or they just didn't do it or didn't no response or anything mm-hmm. like that, you know. And so I told her one day, I said, you know what? I said, let me try and see if maybe I can do one. I said, then that way you won't have to beg nobody
mm-hmm.
to create no wreath mm-hmm. for you. And that particular day, I got straight to it, and I went in there, and I kept farming and farming with it until, you know, it began to look like mm-hmm. a creation. So I asked her how did she like that, and she loved it. So from that day forward, and my stepfather was the first one that I created a wreath for.
Okay.
He's deceased, so.
Okay.
I created for him, and from that point on, I've been doing it ever since, and that was like in 2017 when I created my first wreath.
That's awesome. That is amazing, and I'm so glad to be able to be on this platform with you to share your story of how you got started with your business. And I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold to you on social media
so they can see these beautiful reeds. Y'all, these reeds, you're not going to find these reeds at Hobby Lobby. You're not going to find them at Hobby Lobby. But I am going to give Anton a chance to get his questions in, because I know he's going to want to say something before we let her give her social media information. Anton.
Yeah, my question was, I know you do reeds, and so what are some of the other arrangements that you do? So, like, do you do, like, the little pins? I don't know what they're called. Are they, like, corsages or whatever for the primes, or what all do you make?
I do the pins. I have done them maybe once or twice for a different funeral. So, yeah, I do the pins.
Okay.
I do pretty much any and everything, really. It's so much that I do, you know, and really, I freestyle design. So I never know how the design is coming out or how it's going to be created at the end, you know, at the end. It just, however the design come out, that's what it be. So the vision be one thing, but when I begin to, you know, start creating, it be totally different, but even better. You know what I'm saying? It don't be like just not loose or nothing like that. It be very beautiful at the end. So like I said, I am a freestyler. So you're not gonna bring me a picture, or you're not gonna show me this or show me that and say, you know what, I want my wreath like this, or I want my flower like that, because I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not gonna be like this.
Right.
And I am gonna only design whatever I design one time, unless it's like the pins or corsages or something like that. You know, now I will do them multiple times, but in it, like a wreath or a flower or a blanket or anything. Like I do the, what I call the blankets for the graves. But
okay,
I do mine out of foam bowls. I don't use the cloth. I use foam bowls.
Now, what is that?
It's a foam board, and I can add either floral to them, or I can add deco mesh to it.
Okay.
It's whatever choice. I'm going to give my information to my Facebook page, because that's where I normally post the most. But everything that I've made or sold is on my page. So you can kind of browse through that, and you would see, you know, go click on my photos, and you can just go through my photos and see everything that I've created.
Yeah, I saw some of that, and it is some very beautiful work. So we're definitely going to let you get your social media so people can check you out. So people are able to order no matter what state they in, and you can deliver to them?
I can.
That's what's up. Okay, well, I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Okay, thank y'all for having me.
Okay, you got to give them your social media. Tell them how to get there.
Okay, you go to Deb Unique.
DebYounique on Facebook. So.
And
y'all
go check her out. I'm trying to tell you, it is some of the best original work that you will find. Trust me.
Absolutely. And you guys make sure you do that immediately. Don't drag your butt on that, because you will regret it. I am so happy about my mannequin. I'm just really excited about it. And I encourage each and every one of you to go over there and check that out. And she also does these 3D pictures, y'all, that you can hang on your walls in your homes, or you can hang it in your office at work. And it's the 3D, like with mine, she took my picture and she actually put hair on it. So it looks real when it's hanging on your wall. It's beautiful, y'all. I'm going to post a picture of that tonight so you can find that on my page as well. And that'll be something that you guys can do tonight, okay? And we were only going to be here, you guys, for an hour tonight. It has been a wonderful hour, and I hope that you took the information that was given earlier about the housing in Ohio, and I hope you jotted that information down. If not, you'll be able to go and play this show back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. It will be live, so you will be able to get that information if you missed it the first time. And also, we thank Deb Unique McLemore for being on the show with us with One of a Kind Vision. And we are working on a Facebook page for her, y'all. So be looking forward to that coming out next week as well. So we're going to get everything we need to do for that. Anton, do you have any announcements that you need to make before we get ready to get out of here?
No, y'all just stay tuned to Two Factor Media, DigiWax, Bird Vision Room on Facebook. Stay tuned to what we got going on because we got some great information and great opportunities, concerts coming up for everybody. So just stay tuned. Like I tell everybody, we don't got no competition. We're here on a mission. So we'll see y'all soon.
That's right. That's right. And artists, if you have music that you would like to submit to be played, I would like for it to be clean, and you can send it to my email at tweetybird334ala@gmail.com. And make sure that you have the name of your track and the artist, okay? We don't want to get stuff in here talking about track one, track two, and track three. We done crossed that bridge a long time ago, and we ain't doing it no more, all right?
Right. Anton Parkin, you're everywhere on social media. Google me anywhere you want to get in contact with me. Anton Parkin, you're everywhere. Love.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And you guys, check us out on Mondays. We're going to be airing on Mondays, but we will be doing, like, some pre-shows sometimes on Sunday afternoon. So you'll be able to catch a surprise listen if you're following us on social media. And we're going to get ready to get out of here, you guys. It has been wonderful, and I have enjoyed you immensely. We'll see y'all next week.